But we got our cornmeal. We didn't make our own cornmeal. We didn't raise enough corn. But we'd go down to what they call the grist mill, where they, and it was, seems to me like they just powdered it out, hammered it out on some kind of a large, round, circular, homemade thing. Because we could either get white meal or yellow meal. And we would, of course, we always bought the yellow meal because we liked yellow cornbread and yellow pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see.
And we always had our own chickens, right? So we had plenty of eggs. And when we had company and unexpected company, instead of going to the grocery store, well, we'd go out and get one or two more chickens and kill them.
I see.
Put the pot on and pick them, and right quick like. And
what did you call that bone that you found in chickens?
Wishbone.
Wishbone, uh-huh. And what did that mean? The children...
Well, the wishbone was just right down there in that good breast. And back in the early days, we always would bribe whoever was cutting up the chicken to not cut up the wishbone because one of us wanted it.
What for?
For a souvenir. It was good luck.
Oh. You kept it, you didn't?
We kept it as it was, and whoever got that wishbone piece of chicken, why? Or if there was somebody sick or some real old person, you know, 60 years old back in those days, some real old grandma sitting over in the corner, she got the wishbone.
I see. Did your children ever?
And then I have even had them mounted and not gold on them, but anyhow. Fixed, you know, for a little pin, the wishbone, especially of a, not a chicken necessarily, but a quail.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We used to kill a lot of wild meat. The boys did. You didn't have to have a license to do everything then. We always had rabbits and squirrels and quail.
What different kind of squirrel do you remember? Were they the big?
The squirrels? Oh no, yeah. They were just the little brown squirrels, the little, I don't know what they call, kind of like they are around here now. We'd either have squirrel and dumplings or maybe fry it. If there's a little bit, if it's large enough, we'd fry it, make gravy.
Uh-huh. What did you make your dumplings of?
Oh, we made our own dumplings out of flour.
Flour
and bacon powder and salt.
Uh-huh. And did you ever hear of corn dumplings?
Yeah. I never did make them. I made corn fritters.
Uh-huh. And how about corn dodgers? Did you ever make anything?
Well, corn dodgers, we call corn pancakes corn dodgers.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh. And hush puppies or something that's... hush puppies?
Oh, my, yes. Still make hush puppies. Make them out of cornmeal.
Cornmeal.
But you have to fry those in deep grease. But back in the early days, we didn't use the deep grease like we do now. I wouldn't know how to get a meal if I didn't have my pan of deep grease there to fix the french fries or the fritters or whatever we wanted. Mm-hmm. But we didn't those days.
I see. Anything else from the corn meal that you recall?
No.
And how about... where did you buy the flour, and how did the flour didn't come in packages?
They had kind of small barrels of flour, but my mother always, we had our own flour barrel, and she just bought, as I remember it, it was a big sack, must have been 50 or 100 pounds. My daddy always emptied it.
Buy anything at the store that came that wasn't packaged? How about lard?
Oh, gracious. Bought everything that wasn't packaged. Nothing was packaged.
Uh-huh.
Not even the sauerkraut. You go back to the barrel, you know.